Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard, who's joining us from New York. Got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First is this officer charged in the death of Dante Wright appeared in court today. We'll talk about that. And then working too hard, maybe killing people. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But back to this officer charge in the death of Dante Wright. What was the hearing about today, and what did you learn?
Yeah, the a former officer, Kim Potter, made a virtual appearance in court, and they were going to go over the evidence against her, but the prosecution kind of deferred to the prosecution in that case, and really didn't seem like they needed to hash out the evidence. But really, the purpose was to determine whether or not there's enough probable cause to go forward, and the judge said that there is, and so the judge set a tentative trial date for December 6th of this year. It's only tentative because the prosecution said that they may have issues trying to get all their expert witnesses and whatnot ready or available on that day, but right now that is going to be the trial date that she faces, and she's facing that single charge of second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. The former police chief of Brooklyn Center near Minneapolis had said that she may have been attempting to grab her taser, but instead grabbed her firearm. Of course, Wright's family does not accept that theory and does not accept that as a defense, and says that this wasn't an accident. And in fact, they're calling for murder charges against her. But right now she faces a single second-degree manslaughter charge that she'll go on trial for in December at this point.
Okay, and then the other story I want to talk about is this new study from the World Health Organization that finds working long hours have increased deaths around the country because of various reasons. What'd you find out on this story? It was interesting.
Yeah, so this was a study from the World Health Organization, and they had done some research and said that long hours led to 745,000 deaths across the globe from stroke and ischemic heart disease in 2016, and that marks a 29% increase over since the year 2000. And what they found was that this disproportionately affects men. They accounted for about 72% of deaths in this particular group of work-related disease. And what they found was that if you are working 55 hours or more per week, that is associated with an estimated 35% higher risk of a stroke, 17% higher risk of dying from ischemic heart disease when you compare that to someone who works 35 to 40 hours a week. So taking a look at those stress levels that are put on the body and by working that many hours.
You know, and I know that you put in so many hours. I mean, I listen to you in the morning, and then I hear you at night. I mean, you put in just as many hours as I do teaching middle school broadcasting here in Colorado Springs and the Falcon area, and then going on the radio till 7 o'clock at night. Is there any indication of what this is? Is it because people aren't getting enough exercise, or they're bringing bad food and sitting at their desk? Is there any indication why this might be happening?
Yeah, you know, I didn't see that in the study as to what these particular issues were, as much as it was correlating those long hours with these disease, the result of these disease from stroke and heart disease. Certainly the WHO is saying that, you know, it's something that is tempting to do, and people work long hours. And you know, one of the areas that was specifically affected by this was, you know, Southeast Asia region, where people tend to put in incredibly long hours each week, you know, above 90 hours in some cases, or 100 hours, and just incredibly long hours and weeks. But it's a good question whether or not it's a result of the sedentary nature of it, if you're working an office job, or if it's, you know, just the general bad food or anything like that. You know, it's a good question as to what is the cause of this, but it does seem that in general this is rising, as I said, this is a 29% increase over 2000, and so you're starting to see, you know, that rate go up, and perhaps it's in general people might be working more hours, and that may be the result of that. But further development across the globe, I mean, I think we have to keep in mind that this is a global study, not something that just affects the United States.
That's right. And the moral of the story, back off the hours you work so you can live a longer, healthier life. ABC's Mark Grimillard, thanks for the time. Exactly. Thanks for the time, as always. We appreciate your insight.
My pleasure. Thanks.